Congratulations. Okay, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good night. It's the Fakeologist Show. It's Monday. That means it's Frank the Salt Guy, Frank the Mining Guy, Monday, March 2nd, 2026.
You put me into my mining role.
Well, yeah, I know you're a miner, you're a nuclear scientist, so you're really
I did it all when it was all free. It's true.
Yeah, yes, you're well qualified to comment on all.
I am still a practicing mining engineer.
Oh, wild. Well, mining is all the rage. Mining is the new Bitcoin. Bitcoin mining, of course, is something, but there's silver and gold and copper and all kinds of stuff. And then we were just talking on the pre-show, which you can get on the audio version of this show. This is the video version. And we were just talking about a guy named Rick Rule, who is a big, large investor. I think he worked at Sprott, which is the world's largest silver corporation buying fund. They buy silver. I think they do similar to what Michael Saylor does with Bitcoin.
Sprott keeps their money, and Sprott Investments keeps their gold in the Canadian mint, in the Canadian.
Right. And they also are the largest buyer of silver, apparently. Or they hold it because they have the Sprott Silver ETF, which is one of the largest silver funds in the world.
In the world, yeah. Yeah, this is true.
And just some show notes here. If you guys noticed, the Fakeologist blog is still up. I didn't pay my bill on the old service, and I'm still trying to move it to the new service, but I keep getting timeout errors because the file is so big. Now, I'm not too sure if the file did move. That's the database. I keep getting errors, so I'm kind of concerned about that. But I do have the...
Well, it's still up. I've just logged on. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's still there, yeah, that's for sure. But they could turn it off tomorrow. I'm surprised they haven't. But I haven't been adding to it because every time I add to it, I have to re-download it to move it. But I'm not against that. I didn't put the audio chats up from the weekend mainly because I didn't want to have to try and addend the posts after I download the whole database, that kind of thing. Mm. So also, unfortunately, Fakeologist Forums is also due to be shut down. So I've downloaded all of that and I'm trying to move that too. So this shows bad planning and procrastination are now catching up. So I'm not sure which is more important, the forums or the blog, but I'm going to try and do both today. I did a little bit of work on it today, a couple hours. It's amazing how long it takes when you don't know what you're doing. I could pay someone to do it, but I'm trying not to do that. So that's the status.
So there's no conspiratorial reason why your blog is going to shut down.
No, it's just the lack of skill, lack of attentiveness, that kind of thing. And of course, busy trading all day long. So once the market opens, I just stop doing what I'm doing and just try and get into that trading trance, which is a trance for me. Okay, so those are all my excuses. Now, I did allude that I was going to possibly just let her go, let it atrophy. And I got a kind note from Petrodamus. Let me see here. John the Beggar sent us a message here. Can we listen to that?
Why not?
Wonder what he wants. John, what do you want? You can call into the show, you know.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Thinkologist, this is John Becker here from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. I'm having trouble getting to your website. They're telling me there's a UOR error to your live stream. Just thought I'd let you know if there was anything you can do, and maybe it's something I can hear.
God. Does he have the worst audio
Thank
ever?
You for your time. Bye.
Oh, God. That's so terrible. Oh, I know what the problem is. I moved the he's probably getting this error here. He's getting this fatal error. I also moved the forwarding service. Okay. So I got to fix that. I didn't fix that yet either. I knew there was... See, I'm doing everything at the same time. Very bad idea. So he's getting that fatal error. So John the Beggar cannot hear us right now.
Well, as long as you focus on your trades, that's the key issue.
Yeah. So John the Beggar... maybe he doesn't know. This is really interesting how people are stuck in their silos. We are broadcasting all over the place. We're on YouTube twice. We're on FakoTube.
It's very strange to see a Fako video on YouTube. It's strange.
Yeah, well, YouTube is not bothering anyone. It's not just me. Mr. E is on YouTube now.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? There is no problem. So, John the Beggar, we're everywhere. So if you can't listen to the audio stream, which I'm sorry you can't, you should have bookmarked the
getting this
the page that's
getting this
that it's forwarded to.
I also moved the forwarding service
shortfake.com/stream1. I'm sorry it's not working. I got to fix that.
So I got to fix that. I didn't fix that yet either. I knew there was.
See, I'm doing everything at the same time.
Boy,
very bad.
Your audio's horrible.
He's getting that fatal error.
By the way, that was him calling into the voice line.
As long as you focus on your trades, that's the key.
/blog. There's a
John the Beggar.
You can send us a message.
Maybe he doesn't know. This is really interesting how people are stuck in their.
Did you go away and come back?
We are broadcasting. No, I didn't go away. Come back. Place. We're on YouTube.
Okay.
Twice.
I'm getting feedback now.
FakoTube.
It's very strange.
Well, hold on a sec, because I.
You know why? Because I'm trying to open up the. FakoTube chat. It should have stopped by now.
It has stopped.
Yeah, that's my fault. I can't hear it playback, but for some reason you can. And also Lynn always used to hear it and it drove her nuts. So okay, so there's some so we're gonna fix everything. Give me time. It's when things it looks like it's very simple to fix. I'm going to fix it. It shouldn't be too long, and I will fix it. I like how it puts the error right on front of everyone's face. So hello, Flatlander, Zero Fatigue, Humble Ice, and Till. You're all here. We appreciate you. You guys are mostly on YouTube. Everyone needs to go to YouTube right now because that's the most reliable. Frank the Salt Guy can't hear me.
I can hear you. I can hear you now. I sent that. I must have been offline because my message wouldn't get through either.
Okay, you are offline.
I've got no idea why.
Okay,
I had no indication on my screen that my internet was gone.
All right, I got a message from Chester Brown. He is going to send something to my email box. So I appreciate that. We'll get something from Chester sometime soon. I assume it's a donation, so thank you, Chester. Thank you very much. And thank you, Rainbow's Heaven. Don't worry, the show is amazing talking. I appreciate that.
Well, I want to find out about how your investing is going, Tim.
Well, I have trading and investing. And I got this.
I'm sorry. I wanted to know how your trading's going.
The trading was net positive last year, even though I was just thrashing around because I was throwing everything, including the chicken sink at the cupboards to see what would stick. Yeah. And I'm just having fun. It's really just to see how things work in real time. Just small amounts, nothing dramatic. And I was net positive.
What are your conclusions so far?
There's good things and bad things to trade, is what I've decided, and you have to pick your spots. You can't just every strategy doesn't work on every underlying. So thank you for asking. So I'm starting to figure out what I want to do and who I want to listen to and what services I like to use to start me off in a trade. And I'm not going to recommend anything right now. I didn't listen to a service today that was giving me data to follow, and I disobeyed the data, and it capped my upside. But I still made a profit, but not the 10 times profit that it statistically said I could have. So there's interesting when you violate and let emotion override just logic. Mm-hmm. Overall, thank you, Frank. It's very interesting, but it takes all day to do. You can't just do it and then go to work.
No, that's the problem I always found with it is it's a full-time job.
Yeah, AI robot trading. Well, you know, the problem is I don't think robot. Yeah, no, not Chester the Molester. That's funny. That's what I always think when I hear that name too. I don't know why. I don't think AI will replace humans because trading is emotional. And I don't think that the markets are rational because there are too many emotional people involved, including fund managers and hedge fund managers. So I don't think AI will take over. AI will be doing mechanical things and maybe establishing patterns you can notice, but I don't think it's going to take over.
Presumably, if it was any good at trading, then everything would have already been in its control by now.
Maybe. Every day is a different day, though. Easy peasy, buy low, sell high. Yeah.
Well, the only problem is, so I've been, you know, looking at silver as we've spoken about.
Yeah.
And I watched all those times when silver, just even since we've spoken, silver's had two or three ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But can't buy any. Doesn't matter what the price is, it can't get the stuff.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about multiple bars? Are you
I'm talking about 100 ounce about the same thing as I was talking about before. The 100 ounce stuff is still the price in it to buy it, to physically get it, is 154 Australian. That hasn't changed at all.
Well, Rick Rule does address that. So you can, I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
So I'm just saying it's really, you know, all of this price action and so on is not reflected.
Is our secret weapon.
Silver. Now, what happens is that the dealer takes it from you at 15% behind spot, sells it to a refiner, and that silver reemerges 5 or 6 weeks from now as good delivery.
Yes. Yeah, it's in a lot of that.
Please understand that. I'm in fairly good contact with my old colleagues at Sprott, who are some days the largest silver buyers in the world to support the Sprott physical trusts. What they say is in terms of wholesale, good delivery for cash buyers, that there's currently no shortage of silver.
Okay.
So your audience needs to take that into account. There has been a lot of remarks around the fact that the Chinese have restricted the export of silver from China.
Yeah, and one of the other things that a lot of people in the industry are talking about is that you are seeing premiums on the Asian market for silver.
Right.
Does that not indicate to you that there is still a lot of demand for the physical? And that
I think there is a lot of demand for physical. There's a lot of demand for physical everywhere. What I suspect is, two things. I suspect that some of the Chinese buying is in fact strategic. Silver is finally a mature enough market that industrial demand matters.
Yeah.
It has mattered only as part of the rhetoric before this. But if you are, as the Chinese are, the largest manufacturers in the world of solar panels, the reflective properties of silver actually make it strategic to you. It has never been strategic to anybody before. And in truth, other than Trump's rhetoric, it's not strategic to American manufacturers, but it is to the Chinese.
That's interesting, huh? So Trump, has made it strategic officially in America, but is that so he could just protect the Chinese?
Could be, 100%. And yeah, it's, as I said, the interesting thing to me is, for people like me, I just can't get it. You know, we have to pay some ridiculous price.
Yeah, because there's, you know, because there's a shortage of at the retail level, but overall there's no shortage anywhere. So people are confusing topics, and I actually adjusted my position because of listening to Clive. It was only for a day or two, and I've decided he doesn't know what he's talking about either, which is fine. And I've now reverted to just selling premium on the extreme volatility of silver right now. So I don't really care which way it goes. I'm just selling premium on it every 2 days to try and capitalize on that absolutely out of control volatility, which is fine.
Absolutely out of control volatility.
Which is great.
And what about your crypto views? What's going on there?
I think it's just people cycled out of it right now. I think it's a great time to buy, though. I'm not buying anymore, but it's a great time to buy. Because it's low, but it's a cycle, so it's at the down part of the parabola. As you'll watch this guy Rick Rule talk, who I've never heard of, but I heard his name dropped a couple days ago.
He's a very well known fellow,
very smart. And as he said, silver is all these markets are parabolas. They're great on the way up, but the other side is just as steep, and it's not as fun when you're on the downside. But that's what a parabola is. Okay. So Dirk Zink says he has never trusted any crypto. It's a Ponzi scam. That's fine.
And my everything issue is Ponzi scam. Never really trusted gold.
Ah, is that a Ponzi?
Well, I think I just don't understand. You know, to me, it's as useful as crypto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no... We've talked about this before.
I can't wear a Bitcoin around my neck, though.
Sure, but I mean, you know, people say it's the traditional money. You know, gold is a traditional money, but you know, it's just still a choice, isn't it? We choose what the tokens are.
Yeah. Should we take a call?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hold time, 1 minute, 28 seconds.
And our phone number is 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Or join the studio, but if I give you the short fake address, it's not going to work tonight because I haven't rehooked that back up. But caller in, or where are you calling from, and what's your name? Caller in, going once. I think caller in, or I heard the toilet flush.
That's what I heard.
You heard that too?
Yeah.
But anyone can call in. We'll take your call. All right.
The thing I'm really finding about what's going on now is that all of the things that I think are fake, which largely there's a large overlap between what I think is fake and what you think are fake, is currently affecting people's finances and, you know, their lives in general.
What are you talking about?
Well, for example, the petrol station near me or the petrol stations near me are just getting bombarded
with lineups.
Yeah.
Okay. So does it have to do with the headlines tonight on Drudge? Iran, no surrender. Surrender to who?
That's what I'm saying.
It's their own people that are caught, want them out. Yeah. And I have a direct link to Iran, my Iranian friend.
Yeah.
They hate the regime. They want them out. They called Israel to come get rid of them.
Come and save us, yeah.
They called Israel, and they are waiting for Trump to do something. There were signs in Toronto that says, "Thank you, Trump," which makes Canadians crazy. Well, just looking at the prices here, I guess I can do the get the price of crude. I think crude is rocketing up right now.
Okay. I thought it had fallen back a little bit.
No, it's not. It's only up 1% tonight. The USO ETF, which I trade here. Okay, today USO was it closed at let's just see here. It closed at 87. That's not right. It closed at 82, so now it's up to 87. So it's up right. seven. It's up
well, 7%. I guess the key thing, 7%. The key thing of interest to me was that because of my views about how people are going to perceive it here, I went and filled up my cars on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And yeah, and it was quiet. The prices were low, and. In my mind, there's nothing to worry about simply because all of our oil comes from Singapore anyway. We're not affected by.
No. You pay world prices, Frank. All oil.
It's a different thing, but there's not a problem with supply, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but there is no. There's always supply. It's just the price. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And so the point was because I knew that it was going to affect the price, I simply went down and filled all my cars up.
So you save $5 for this tank.
Hold time.
Congratulations.
2 minutes. 30.
Not going to help you next
seconds.
Week.
Okay, no, it's just getting the view.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Fakeologist. Hey, Frank. It's Jay from Texas.
Jay, what's going on?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I watched Roka News. They're down in they're down just south of where you are in Corpus Christi. Roka News. Have you heard of Roka News?
Nah. Is that a band or
no, it's a pretty good news organization. Let's zoom in right here.
Kingsville or
Port Mansfield.
Oh.
Do you know where that is?
Is that south of Corpus or north of Corpus?
So you don't know where that is.
That like Rivera.
No, it's where you go down 69E to Raymondville and take a left.
At
186.
Oh, okay.
There's only 200 people there.
Yeah, there's a lot of those small towns like Kingsville and Rivera. I thought it was, yeah. Trump was just down here not too recently, like a couple of days ago.
Sorry, what was down there?
Trump.
Trump was just down here.
Oh, was he? Okay. What was he doing there?
Yeah, he was talking about the water crisis here and oil infrastructure and the bridge. Yeah. And he was talking about the, because we have a water crisis to where we have oil. We pump a lot of oil here.
Right.
Not pump, but refine. It's just we can't refine it because we don't have any water. And it's interesting because I think if you watch those speeches on Trump here, and I don't want to like boost up like because I live here, but
yeah,
they seem pretty truthful because everybody says all politicians lie and everything, which is just true. But you can't
only
lie
when
about.
They only when they
only move when they lips. Move their lips.
Yeah, right on, Frank. Right on.
But got a finite resource like water. You know what I mean? So he's trying to say like, I'm going to get you the water. I'm going to. But how do you get something that comes with the rain? And I think like this is why like I agree with you, Frank, on the whole like silver is like the ultimate money because. Remember we had this same discussion, like, and you told me about the laws of what is it, economics or business or something like that.
Yeah, the five forces.
You got a finite resource, and you have all this material, but if you can't really refine the material because the finite resource that, because you can't make really light or water or. What kind of forces are those? What kind of resources are those to people in your industry of like manufacturing? Yeah,
well, in the case of for mining, water is critical. I mean, the reason you got to use it
to make a slurry, right?
Yeah, it's just massive amounts of water are used to purify anything, and the problem with Australia is a lot of the water that it is available is too salty. in the remote parts of the continent. It's just too salty. In fact, one of the iron ore mines that I worked in had to build its own desalination plant to produce enough water to process the iron ore. First time in Australia that it had
to
happen.
So they built their desalination plant from the ground up?
Yep.
Wow.
And in fact, not just that, but we had to put in a Siemens gas turbine electrical power generator to power the thing. So it's, you know, it was a major project.
An electric engine, which is
no,
that
it's
like
it's like a modified jet engine. They're called gas turbines.
Uh-huh.
And they're made by a big German company called Siemens. General Electric also make them.
But, GE Aerospace is a good stock.
Yeah. And so these guys had to build a huge gas turbine electrical generator on a closed cycle. So the excess heat is recycled through another turbine. And that was used to power the desalination plant to produce enough water to operate the magnetite processing plant. It's a big
amazing because we need one here. We're talking about building one here, and it's like in the billions now in budget, but they still don't know what to do because of the brine. But can't you also, you could refine the brine into all its useful materials that it contains, right? They do that up in Galveston, north of us.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. Well, magnesium, yeah. If you want to produce magnesium metal, the most common source is seawater.
What
it used to be. Yeah. Well, now there are some magnesium deposits which are being processed as well.
Because we talked about this the last time we talked, and it's funny because I listened to some of the Phil and Frank in Phil and Jim.
Yeah, Jim and Phil show.
I don't hear it. Jim was like, I don't hear anybody talking about the silver aspect. But you're right, Frank, in the sense of because that cartel that's down there, it's the CJNG, that's an American-made cartel. Like Phil was saying about, it's all glowy operations.
Yeah.
And they're real big in with the whole Zetas and the Sinaloa. Yeah. And that's what I think.
Well, that's the other interesting thing is how quickly the problems in Spain just disappeared from the agenda, isn't it?
Spain? What was wrong with Spain?
In Mexico, I should say.
That
was a one-day problem. That's over. Get back
it
to
It didn't
business.
Even get – normally, it used to
they
be an 11-day news cycle. It
they
used
burned
to be
a couple
11-day
buses.
News cycle, but that one didn't even last at all.
No, it was a day. They shut the airport down for a day.
It used to be 11 days in the news cycle, but we don't get
11.
No,
not anymore. No, it's not even a day.
Now they got this Iranian thing going on.
Yeah,
and it's wild because I don't know. Like if you believe in the missiles or the technology in the missiles,
I don't believe it. I want to see a missile. I want to see this thing work. Don't you?
Do you think those guidance systems? Because somebody says it's like 15 kilograms of silver in one each. But if that's the case, then there wouldn't. I mean, that's a finite resource in and of itself. So,
I think this. I wouldn't say the 50. There'd be 15 grams, not 15 kilograms.
No, 15 kilos, I think, or something.
No, that's 30. That's 33 15, pounds.
No. Yeah, something like that.
That's
like
33 said, pounds, Jay. Very good.
Yeah.
I don't think that could be possible.
In a missile?
It was like 15 pounds or something like that, and all the whole data and everything. But it's just weird because they've been I don't know because it. Maybe the war that we're going on, I mean, it's financed by our debt. And I wonder, like, how, because you're talking about the crypto thing, and then, you know, the crypto and the currencies, it's just basically receipts, right? And when they get to the finite resources of the world, when does it hit a snag? Or do you think people would just accept the devaluation? And do you think, like, they could go to a system of like, if you accept, because what isn't like Google and Amazon controlling a lot of shipping and everything? Because, you know, drones are, I don't know, in Australia or where y'all live, do drones deliver stuff from the big retail?
That's in China. That's in Shanghai only.
No. They're doing it here in Texas. They're doing it here in
Texas. Using drones to deliver stuff?
Really?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Okay.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Crazy.
Not happening in Canada. They'd freeze.
Yeah.
They'd freeze on takeoff.
And that's what I'm saying. I wonder, like, you know, if Amazon, like, buys up Walmart or, like, the Artisans or HEBs, and they say, hey, if you work for, you know, the parent companies of these companies, and if you want to accept, you know, our whatever Google coin, will give you triple amount, or if you want to accept the dollar, or you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Like, you don't know, like, have you ever been to like a pawn shop or like a GameStop, and you trade in something and they'll give you store credit double or just the regular?
No, and I don't go to pawn shops. Should I?
Yeah, like that's how I get. That's how I do. Like, that's how I do.
I go. Yeah, I go to Walmart and Costco and Home Depot. That's it. But you're dealing stuff at the thing, okay?
Yeah, because like yeah, you get like store credit if you keep it there, or if you accept like dollars, and maybe I could see them trying to get people who work like that, like, hey, like Google bought up whatever, because I think like some of the chains like Red Lobster and all of them.
So what you're saying is you can see the large companies running their own money is what you're saying.
There you go. Yeah. Because Trump's doing a stable coin, so why wouldn't companies have their own coin based on their company logo or brand or whatever?
It's been something that's been around for a long time. I remember as a child, a department store used to come and sell coupons to their, you know, to their credit. My mother used to be, they had a salesman that came around and knocked on people's doors, and he'd fill out a thing where people were putting money on lay-by for something or, you know, whatever. Cool. So I think it is, and to many respects, I think a lot of people already are working on it. I know for a long time in Africa, people were selling phone credit. You know, the currency was minutes on a phone.
Right.
Phone time. Yeah.
Phone time, yeah. Well, long distance time. Anyway, I want to get back on topic here, whatever the topic is. I want to start.
The topic is money. What is going on? What are people doing? And why?
Well, I think people are here. They want to talk about the war, so-called war, the bombing. So why don't we do that? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it real?
Because
I agree with you, Jay, when you talked about, what did you say? You said it just seemed to be a coordination of the, of, who is going to benefit? Who is going to benefit from this?
Yeah, it's
just going to be. Oh, sorry, it was a comment I read on here. The whole thing is just to bring in digital currency. Dirk Zink.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think that's been said about everything. I think chemtrails are to bring in digital currency. I think we've heard that a million times.
Frank, have you heard of a token economy? What is a token economy when that thing came in, like the whole American mining towns, and then they'll give you like a token for working at the factory or whatever, right? That's what it basically.
That was a long-standing way that U.S. mines were run, and there's a song about it. I woke up one morning and I walked to the mine. I shoveled 16 tons of number nine coal, right? Yeah, and sold my soul to the company store. 16 tons. What do you get?
Okay, let's look at this map here. We're getting off topic again. Do you believe that there are missiles being exchanged between Iran? Do you think Iran's firing anything? Because here we have the missile. This is a nice little map that somebody made. The Anadolu Agency. Who are they? I have no idea. And this is what they're saying is going on right now. They're saying these are the missiles and these are the casualties. And we have dead and injured. Dead is solid. Injured is a flower on this graphic here. I'm just curious, dude, who's firing at who? What do you think's happening? They already said three planes came down because Kuwait shot the Americans down by mistake. What's your take? Anybody?
They're probably just blowing up. Yeah, I mean,
they're just blowing up some old munitions,
and then to buy new ones. Because mm-hmm. this is, like I said, that's a lot. Apparently, they said like a $2 billion radar system was hit. And if that's the case, then why is it worth that much? How did it?
Yeah, you were in the army. Yeah, you took some fire, didn't you? Back in the army days, Jay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have all this super duper technology, and then they say Iran doesn't have anything, and then something. It's like North Korea with the nuclear weapons, the propaganda.
That's right. Yeah,
they can't feed themselves, but they made a nuclear generator and then an ICBM, and then what? Okay.
So you're not buying the stories that about the nuclear generation and all that, the nuclear power, the nuclear warheads, etc., etc.
No. And if it is anything, it's probably just to stop Iran from selling oil, and Israel wants to control the market, just like with Iraq.
And Israel, would you agree? Israel is the proxy of the United States and England. Would you agree with that?
I think it goes both ways, depending on who has better reward for the other side.
Well, I'm with you, Tim, on this. Is that there is the idea that it's the Israelis running the USA? It's completely false. The whole Israel is entirely set up to be a Five Eyes base. That's all it's about.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm with you if you're with me on that.
Well, have I said anything different to what you think?
No, that's correct.
I mean, I don't see any obvious sign of democracy in Israel.
Well, I think it's no different than ours, but I don't know. I'm not in there.
No, it's exactly the same as us.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, it's international, right? It's international business in the selling of weapons, so they're not on anybody's side, right? They're just
well, there is, as I said, I think there is only one government, there's only one ruling class, ruling club, and I'm not in it.
Okay, I'm with you there. Yeah.
And
and then
we to me, all of this is just relax about it because it is a pantomime, and it's far more sensible not to believe the reality. But we have to live with the consequences of the lies. We have to live with the fact that the fuel stations are going to...
Hey, Jay, we got another caller in.
Hey, thank you all, man. Hey, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Jay. You're a good guy. I appreciate you calling. I want to keep it moving.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Jay.
See you, Jay.
Good man, Jay. Jay's not the beggar. John the beggar, hello.
Hi, did you get my message earlier?
This is what it sounded like. That's what we heard.
All right, your ULR code. When I go to
I know. And I wanted to tell you that we're also on YouTube and FakoTube.
I tried finding you on YouTube, and I can't find you, but I'll try again.
Oh, yeah, just type Fake. Go to the fakeologist.com. And you'll find a symbol for YouTube on there, John the Beggar.
Okay, I will have to do that.
Do you see
my
this?
Friend.
You can't see this. Well, there's a YouTube button and an X button. Have you ever been on X?
No.
Have you ever been on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been on FakoTube? FakoTube.com.
I've been there too at other times.
Why don't you try FakoTube? That's our own platform. I pay $100 a month to keep that going. Of which many people donate to help that go.
FakoTube.com?
FakoTube. FakeOTube. FakoTube.com. And you got bad static on your line again. We gotta put an end to that, John the Beggar.
I've got to get that thing hooked up. I got tied up today, but hopefully we'll get this before the end of the week. But hey, I just wanted to let you know there was that problem.
No, I realize we are in transition this week. We are moving the blog. We're moving the forums. Short Fake is moving. Everything's moving. I should have moved it months ago, but I'm such a bad procrastinator. I apologize.
I am too on putting in the new phone.
But while you're on the line, John.
Yeah.
Is there really a kinetic anything anywhere?
Yeah, he's talking about kinetic warfare, I think, John the Beggar.
As a chance. Oh, you mean...
I just wanted to say warfare. Kinetic, really.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about real warfare.
Yeah.
Not really. I think most of it's an agreed-upon warfare. I think they're probably, if they're bombing some area, they're clearing it out first, letting them bomb it, and then they'll have urban renewal.
Yeah.
Much like my professor in college, when he revealed a study by some young Englishmen in the 80s, and they found that only 12.898 people died every night in the bombing of Britain. And it also revealed that most of them died from ordnance the British shot up at the German ships. And it came down, the airships. And he said, consider it urban renewal. And I think he was right. Mm-hmm. And I think he was uniquely qualified because he was 100% ethnically English. His mom and dad immigrated to America, his mom carrying him, and he was born here. So I think of him as a very unbiased source against that. And also by the British government's own records, Britain bombed Germany for 93 days until they bombed back. So I know you had the big thing about, oh, they bombed the English. But the only ones that died of those people were people that did not go down into the bomb shelters. In fact, Hitler waited till the bomb shelters were complete before he started bombing.
Yeah.
It reminds me of in Israel, they tell you when you hear the air raid sirens, go down in the bomb shelter, shut the door, and get the hell away from the door. And if you do all those things, you live, even if it hits the house above you. They'll come and dig you out. But people don't. People leave the door open because they're claustrophobic or scared, or they shut the door and lean up against it. And the concussion, I guess, from the blast will still come through there and knock them flat and sometimes kill them. So I look at most warfare today as being just staged.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I just think everything is we'll clear out and we'll do this, and they're all doing this and just raping the U.S. Treasury. That's
so
all.
So what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? The state of the infrastructure here in America. Is it that bad in Australia or in Canada?
Rapidly deteriorating.
Depends where it is, but yeah.
Rapidly deteriorating. We're getting a whole bunch of infrastructure that's very expensive that we don't need. And but the basics, like fixing the potholes in the roads, doesn't get done.
Oh, God, it's the same way here.
And I guess the annoying thing to me about it is that just on the basis of the registrations that are collected, there are 5 million cars and 4 million trucks in Victoria, and there's, you know, they get charged $800 plus each for all of those, just in government charges and what they call insurance. So straight away, that's $8 billion, and then there's the tax on the fuel, which probably is another $8 billion. So without even blinking, they collect $20 billion in taxes from road users and still say, oh, we've spent $500 million on the roads this year. Aren't we amazing? We can't afford any more.
It's the same way here. It's just terrible. I have a power wheelchair, and I drive to various places, and people say, why are you out in the street? Sometimes the streets are better than the sidewalk. Sometimes the sidewalks are better than the street, and sometimes they're both terrible. It's like, an obstacle course.
Okay.
And Lynn was saying that bridge that got hit by the collision in where she lives, they still haven't even started the bridge replacement, have they?
Not even close. They probably haven't even got the money ready to go, so it's a mess too.
Oh, I did get here. Now I can't hear you though.
Okay.
I found John the Beggar from the South Shore.
Turn up the volume.
Oh, let me see here.
I'm glad you found us.
Oh, golly. Here we go. Live.
You're getting closer by the second, John the Beggar. Well done.
I think I am, but I can't get it.
Okay. Well, you work on it. You got time. We're not going away. The show's got another half an hour. Another half an hour of goodness.
Well, that's sure good to hear because I there we go. People say,
why are you out? That's you.
Yep. The streets are better than the sidewalk.
All right, look at you. I'm glad you found us, John the Beggar.
I did finally find you.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to fix that audio thing. That should be working shortly if I can figure out what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, with that, I will bid you two guys a good night.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling in, John.
There goes John the Beggar. JohnTheBeggar.com. As we try and figure out all my database problems. Boy, he has a terrible phone line. Terrible.
The issue for me at the moment is I just cannot see anything to be alarmed about.
Mm-hmm. So you're not worried about what's going on right now?
No.
Okay.
I've got no concerns at all. Is that, what do you think of that point of view?
I think it's fine. I'm not worried either. You were worried about the price of gas, so you filled up your tank.
No, it was just a simple logical conclusion. Those are what we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought, okay, if I needed to get my fuel tanks were low and I heard about this thing. I thought, oh, I better go now because it's going to be people waiting in their queues. And that's exactly how it played out. Yesterday and today, there are people queuing up waiting for an hour or so to get fuel.
That hasn't happened here, but luckily I can charge my car in my driveway with my wires. Oh, hold on a sec. We got another caller in her. I don't know who this is.
Hold time, 6 seconds.
Hello, caller in, or where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Petrodromus from the United States.
Hey, Petrodromus, thanks for calling in. I got your email. We read it out.
Oh, you did? Okay, I haven't listened yet, but just wanted to encourage you, as per email, to keep it up, keep the website going. People should donate, etc., because you got the best show on the internet.
Oh, you're kidding.
And keep it going.
I'd listen to it if it was that good.
What makes you say that, Petrodromus?
And what is a Petrodromus?
It's got to look in the encyclopedia to know that.
Uh-oh. Okay. A mystery.
Yeah, I think it's a dinosaur. Petro being oil.
Yeah. And Dromus, right? Oh, that's how they got the petroleum. How did
those dinosaurs dive so deep?
And so it's an elephant shrew. You can find them in Africa still. So it's a living dinosaur, I guess. Something. Ah. But sorry to.
Petrodromus. Because when I type it in, it says four-toed elephant shrew. Petrodromus. It's a four-toed elephant shrew. Are you sure it's a dinosaur? Wait. Petrodromus tetradactylus.
So dinosaur is fake news, and so Frank Salkai, thanks for everything you do too.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the email. I just get frustrated with this technology. It's such a pain to use, but I'm trying. I can't even get my shortener service working, but it's all with databases and directories. I just get tied up. When you only do it once every 4 years, you forget.
Can I ask you to complete my short survey? What's keeping you awake at night, Petrodromus?
Awake at night? Not much. I sleep pretty good, I think.
Are you worried about the world as you are told about it in the media? No. Does it upset you, or you think we're all going to die?
No worries or fears, really, about those kinds of things.
Okay, that's good.
You know, Frank, you ask, I think the answer is, you know, just trying to make the most of, you know, the years that we have left, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing that keeps me up if something does, right?
Mm-hmm. How long have you been listening to the Fakeologist show?
Over a year.
Okay. How did you find us?
I don't know. I think you're, this is something either related to, you know, mm-hmm. COVID, you know, you were hosting good content on the FakeOTube, and also you were the host of the September Clues.
That's right.
Videos.
So yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still that legendary.
That was a great show, by the way.
Which one? We did five in a row.
Yeah, those weekends that the last big festival you did on 9/11. It was great.
Yeah, was that last year or the year before?
I reckon it was the year before.
Yeah, I think so. Simon got mad at me because he says my music sound, the audio for his music is inferior and he won't.
That's right. You didn't have enough bits.
I don't know what else to do. And I don't think anyone cares at the other end, but he does. And he gets all like jacked up about it.
Well, that was a good one. The watch along was good on 9/11, whenever that was. Right. I'm going to let you guys continue your show, but just.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Petro Domas. Thank you. You know, not everyone likes to call in. I think he's a part of that camp, but he actually was motivated to call in just to make sure we kept going. That is very kind. He wrote, and maybe he missed his email being read out, and then he called in. That's just super fantastic. Of course, we're always grateful for our regular callers, but it's more. Even more fantastic when new callers call in. That's really great. Really appreciate that. Don't we, Frank?
I do. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And
as we say, this really is a call-in show.
Yeah, it's more interesting with caller in there. Nobody wants to listen to us drone on. I don't really have any fakery. I mean, we just assume that this is, I guess in summary, we assume that everything we're being told in the media is a lie. So, everything here about Iran surrendering to who? They were right on board with the COVID. They were injecting their people with poison right away. They were arguing about the kind of poison.
But of course, there's the other story about some U.S. ambassador that said, or you know, former U.S. ambassador, or who was the guy that was involved in the weapons of mass destruction thing.
Oh, that was Colin Powell. He just was
no before the envoy that said that there were no there were no weapons. Anyway, he's
that Scott guy.
Yeah, that's it. That Scott guy. That Scott guy said, well, at the time Iran had agreed to everything the USA was asking for, and then the bombing started.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting all of these different stories. The usual. You were saying that, you know, Iran no surrender, but they'd already surrender. You know what I mean? There's just one story after another. It's like they used to have the stories that it's climate change is a crisis caused by fossil fuels. But by the way, we're running out of fossil fuels, and it's a crisis that we're.
Yeah. Well, this is a business model, and you have to keep it going. So you have to keep the oil illusion going. That oil is not as plentiful or cheap as water, which is my contention. Yeah. You have to keep the market on edge at all times and give it the scarcity treatment in case people forget that it's scarce, which it's not. And I think I was listening somewhere where the number one oil exporter in the entire world or producer is in the United States.
The United States is by far.
Right. So why do they care what the price of oil is or the, well, it's a world price. I mean, they don't want to lose the whatever it is, a barrel. So they put it as a world price to keep the rest of the world from flooding it into the market and making it worthless. So they got to keep this stunt going, this show, and they definitely can't let any nation sell outside of the oligopoly or monopoly, because that would really destroy the price. They got to keep this charade going. And if Iran isn't the enemy, then there'll be another one right after that.
Yeah.
Here we go again. $120 oil. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And the only other thing that I found interesting this week, sorry, I wouldn't say the only other thing, but one of the things I found interesting was you're familiar with that fellow Sarpenza.
Sarpenza, yeah. He went back to the United States. He left China.
Yeah, he left China. And he has been, he did a quick report on South Africa.
Yeah, it was really good.
Wasn't it good?
Well, he was just saying what happens when you.
just a total cot case.
Well, yeah, here it is here.
He just used the all he did was use Google Earth photographs from
yeah, Google. And by the way, the Google car does not come down the street here as often as it does in South Africa. I was quite surprised he was able to get so many pictures, but
yeah
he got so many pictures of his former homeland, Johannesburg, I guess, or Pretoria. Where he just showed what happened when you give it to the commies.
Yeah.
They run it into the ground, and it is definitely deep into the ground.
And again, it just made me incredibly grateful for the place I live. Obviously, you know, I live in absolute paradise compared to anywhere I can think of. But
yeah, well, you got the weather. We don't have the weather, but...
Not just that. It's just every aspect of where I live is just gorgeous.
Stop rubbing it in. Come on now.
And when I watched the Pensa, I mean, South Africa has all those advantages. It's
they had everything.
Beautiful climate, wealth, you know, everything working so brilliantly.
Well, the British had to wreck it.
The British wrecked it, yeah.
I think they wrecked it. I think they did
it. Yeah, no, I agree. They came in, the Boer War, it was really just entirely just to wreck them.
Well, they just didn't want any competition in Africa.
No. I agree with you.
And the Boers were very organized and very strong work ethic. And as soon as they got something going, they found a problem with it, saying, hey, you know, you guys gotta destroy the hegemony of your community, and you gotta open it up to everyone and anybody, even if they don't think, work, or perform the way your community does. And that's what I
hear. Yeah.
I know we all are discriminatory, and I'm not saying necessarily that apartheid was all peaches and cream, but it was a system, and they decided to destroy a working system and replace it with nothing. Just let chaos ensue. And then just hope 100 years would go by and they'd be able to build up what they blew up within a couple of years.
Yeah, and they've effectively put the mineral economy of South Africa is now in stasis, as you say. They can probably, when everything's totally gone, they'll just come back in 50 years' time and start all up again.
Right, and then someone else will blow it up real good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've been going about an hour. This was an interesting chat. No real topic tonight. Now, Tim Osman, Frank, is supposed to show up tomorrow. He said so. Now, like I said, I keep getting mixed up where you're Monday. He's supposed to be Tuesday. Mr. E is not feeling well. He was going to come by today or tomorrow, but he's not well. He says so.
He's been recording his album, so.
Yeah. Maybe next week, he said. So if you like Mr. E, he's a regular here. So we'll bring him back, hopefully.
He's a star, isn't he?
He's a star. He's such a smart guy. Like all the guests here. He's just smart. Mm-hmm. Really fun to talk to. And people here like him. People here are starting to catch on to androgyny and that kind of thing. So... It's a real thing.
If you were to guess, how many people do you think on this site, what proportion would be accepting of the androgyny story, like I am? I'm 100%.
Oh, it's epidemic. It's everywhere in the media.
And how many people listening to this show do you think would all participating on this website would agree.
Maybe less than
half. Because Fast Value obviously is a guy who just does not agree.
Well, I think sometimes he does, and even though he says he doesn't, but yeah, he just mocks it. But I would say, well, let's do a quick poll in the YouTube community there. We have 46 people on YouTube, one on DLive, and quite a few on the audio chat or the radio. Why don't you guys just put a Y if you believe in androgyny? Just put Y in the comments and we'll see. Let's see. Anyone buy into this androgyny thing? Let's put a Y in there. If you do see it. Now, the other thing is I wanted to play a little bit of RV, Russian Vids. He's also called They Live. And he did a pretty good thing on Jim Carrey.
I watched that.
Did I post that?
No, I watch it. He's on my feed.
Oh,
really good. Okay. I really enjoy his stuff.
3D world divide.
I like him too.
Deceive and distract.
Let me just, I'll play a bit of that. That's a good one. I'll put it here. And let's see. Put her there, partner.
And to be honest, I agree. With him. I just think they're two different people.
They're pretty close, though, huh?
Well, the
big talk on the world stage is Jim Carrey. And obviously, anybody that has two eyes.
We got one eye from Skate and Destroy. He believes it. Androgyny. That's one. Only one?
There you go. It's good to do these straw polls every now and then.
Yeah. Was Jim Carrey replaced? Well, I think he was in this case.
Yeah.
Very close, though.
As you can see, this is not Jim Carrey.
No.
But it's not what people think either. It's not a clone.
Yeah, I don't buy
it. It's just a lookalike. And it doesn't look too much like Jim Carrey. Just take a look at the ears. They're off. Obviously, the face, the eyes. Everything about this individual is way off. But again, it's not what people think. I'll get into that. But first off, let's play the video clip with this goofball playing Jim Carrey. And the mannerisms, the way he acts, and he's trying too hard to be Jim Carrey. And a little off's a lot off. It could be close. It's like a fake watch. You can make it look somewhat like the original, but those that have discerning eyes can see it's not legit. Let's take a look at this video clip that's been going around.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling. I really took on a pretty big challenge trying to do my speech in French, so you know, I wrote it.
It was pretty close, I must say. If you weren't,
I don't think he. I've never heard Jim Carrey speak like that. It just sounded weird to me.
Yeah, you know, there's a woman on Instagram or TikTok that does a wicked, has a Jim Carrey face. A woman, at least allegedly a woman. Check that one out when you get a chance. If you're on TikTok,
I'm not.
Okay. So there are lots of people that look like lots of people.
Till says he's got facial fillers. It's the same Jim Carrey.
Well, this guy says no.
And
hair Jim Carrey covering up so you can't.
Yeah, facial fillers, I get it. Well, it, could it be Jim Carrey wearing a mask? What's going on here?
Well, Jim Carrey is wearing a did give a speech from his home or from his at very much the same time. He was there. It's just that apparently that anyway, I don't, to me, they don't look like the same person at all. I just can't see it.
Could Jim Carrey be wearing a mask?
He could be.
Forget the filler. Could he just be wearing a mask? That's possible too.
But what about the eye? Anyway, like the eyes are completely different.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here is the allegedly the picture of
the award in France. A little bit of a close up, and this is the real Jim Carrey, not the one that we saw on camera. This is the real one, without a shadow of a doubt. Get a little bit of a close up and look at the difference, and look at those wrinkles. Look at the eyes. This is the real Jim Carrey, alive and well, In this one, for whatever reason, the cycle passed up.
Slightly different face shape as well.
Yeah, it just is. Anyway.
Okay. All right, Frank. Well, good show. Thanks for coming out.
My pleasure.
Always fun. Thank you. See you.
Thank you for indulging me.
Yeah, thanks for coming out and
this is
and having a good time. And we'll play the extra music and fakeologist.com/donate. I'm going to be working today as much as I can to get this website up and running again, including including the forwarding service. So thanks a lot, Frank. Thanks, callers. Thanks, everyone. And we will see you guys tomorrow with Tim Osmond, hopefully. Take care.
Au revoir.